Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen. Is that okay?
That's close enough.
Well, that was President Trump.
I couldn't say Bo Schembechler for a while. I had a really tough time with that.
Bo Schembechler. Baseball player?
No, football coach.
Football coach.
Michigan.
Huh.
Go blue.
There you
I guess.
Well, see, it happens to all of us.
I had a real tough time with that once.
I said Scooble about 10 different ways in the previous segment. But at any rate, we're excited to welcome in Dr. Perry Wilson, Associate Professor of Medicine and Public Health at the Yale School of Medicine. You heard the clip we played earlier just a minute ago. That was President Trump speaking when he made his announcement about Tylenol, saying that it causes autism and pregnant women should not take Tylenol. So for a little bit more information on that, we turn to the expertise of Dr. Wilson. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a little minute since we've talked.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Good to be with you.
So I guess let's get your response to what the president said, as well as others in his administration. Dr. Marty McCary, the director of the FDA, saying that Tylenol and acetaminophen is not safe for pregnant women. What was your response?
Yeah, you know, this is a situation that I think is becoming a bit of a pattern in the healthcare space with this administration, which is that they're pretty good at identifying some of the problems facing us today. The rise in autism rates is something we should all be concerned about. They don't seem to be doing a great job of finding the solutions to that problem. And that's what this Tylenol thing feels like to me. The center point, I think, that we all have to understand, and what either the administration doesn't understand or is not being clear about, is the difference between correlation and causation. President Trump has indicated that Tylenol causes autism. That is not what the studies have shown. If you read the actual studies themselves, they are very clear about this. Some of the studies, and by no means all, have shown a correlation between the use of Tylenol and autism. And what that means is that you have to think about, why are people taking Tylenol when they're pregnant? And of course, there's lots of reasons, not the least of which being fever, which we do know can have an adverse effect on the fetus. And so maybe the Tylenol is just a marker of some other problem that's going on, and it's that other problem or the thing that caused the other problem that is leading to the autism. And that's why we make such a clear distinction between data that suggests causation, A causes B, and data that suggests correlation.
So when we talked to, and I don't know if it was yesterday, I think it might have been somebody who said that getting the flu, for example, while you are pregnant, that's not good. You don't want that for the fetus because that could end up causing an issue like this. And if you have the flu, you might have a fever, right? So is it just that maybe You've gotten sick and therefore you have a fever, and that fever has affected the fetus. But while you have the fever, you've taken acetaminophen or Tylenol. And that's why people are drawing this conclusion.
Yeah, it can be as simple as that. And I don't want to say it's necessarily fever. There are lots of reasons people take Tylenol. Maybe it's because of headache. Maybe it's because the mother has other comorbid conditions, other comorbidities that might predispose to autism in the fetus, but that also predisposes to the use of Tylenol. It's a bit like deciding that the cause of lung cancer is nightclubs. You know, it's sure there might be a correlation. People who spend more time in nightclubs might be more likely to have lung cancer, but it's not actually the nightclub that's doing it. It's the fact that people who go to nightclubs are more likely to smoke, right? Or something like that. So this data is always interesting because it says, oh, can we explore this a little bit more? But you never want to make that jump to causation, because in some cases, the decision you'd make, let's say withholding Tylenol in pregnancy, might actually cause more harm than good, right? By letting fevers get too high, or by not adequately treating pain and pushing women into using other forms of pain control in pregnancy, which actually we know not to be safe during pregnancy, things like NSAIDs and certainly opiates. I don't think any of us would want to see pregnant women taking.
Hmm. Oh, it's really interesting. And I know we first started talking during the COVID pandemic. And we had a lot of questions, and people were, you know, a lot of people were nervous about the COVID vaccine and a new type of vaccine. And we definitely live in an age where everything is politicized. There's can be a lot of mockery of one side or the other. And you said, ask questions and talk to your doctor. You encouraged people to do that. So even if, like, pregnant women or moms, people thinking about getting pregnant, might have questions or feel uncomfortable, would you encourage them to just bring all of these questions to their doctors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have good access to your doctor, and I recognize that not everyone listening to this may have good access to a primary care doctor, an OB-GYN doctor. But if you do, they're a great resource. And the truth is, when you're talking to someone face-to-face or even over the phone, it's a lot harder to fall into those sort of partisan traps where you kind of dismiss everything they say. And that can be a great resource for people, absolutely.
So in this particular case with women who are, and, you know, Amy and I have been doing a segment every Wednesday about, you know, being in your midlife and
not
life decisions.
Not middle-aged,
but midlife.
Like 35, 45.
So we know that a lot of women in their 30s and 40s, if I have the numbers right, it's just over half of all the births that happen in the U.S. Are with women who are in their 30s and 40s combined. Most of them in their 30s and a small percentage in their 40s. Are there greater challenges to having a baby? You know, once you get into your 30s, certainly I think in your 40s, there are greater challenges. If they do exist, what are they?
Yeah, certainly. We know that maternal age, and actually increasing research suggests paternal age, the father's age, can all have associations with the outcomes of pregnancies, ranging from things like preterm labor. And of course, the classic is the increased risk for trisomy 21, also known as Down syndrome, which is quite strongly related to maternal age. So, you know, certainly there are increased challenges, but it's nothing that modern medicine, modern obstetrics and gynecology can't handle. And as you pointed out, so many women are having babies later in life than they would have in, you know, decades past, that this is, you know, no one is scared about this in on my side of the fence here when you're in the hospital. These are all things that we can handle, and I wouldn't let that dissuade a woman from getting pregnant because she's afraid of the risks.
When we look at women in their 30s and early 40s, I know my doctor had her daughter when she was 45, you know, a perfectly healthy pregnancy and daughter. When you look at that, how much weight do you place on the fact that the woman is 35, 40, 42 versus existing comorbidities, whether or not she's overweight, whether or not she has diabetes or other complicating issues?
That's a pretty tough question, and it depends on the outcome that we are thinking about. You know, are we thinking about autism? Are we thinking about preterm labor? Are we thinking about the risk of miscarriage? you know, these are all things that the different risk factors contribute different amounts to, and they're absolutely great fodder for discussion mm-hmm. with an obstetrician gynecologist. In the end, of course, none of us get to change our age as much as we would like to. That's something that's stuck with us, but we can change things like whether we smoke or not. We can, you know, try to lose some weight. Those modifiable risk factors, I think, are good to identify because if they can be modified, then it's a good idea to try to modify them. Age, unfortunately, we're stuck with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So when you hear things like, and I'm just, you know, making this number up, but if you smoke, you are five times more likely to have a child that has some sort of developmental disability or something. Sometimes that number, like you hear five times, like, wow, that's a lot. But maybe it goes from 1% to 5%. So like what, in this particular case, these other risk factors that we're talking about, the comorbidities or your, you know, your alcohol intake or your smoking or drugs or whatever it is you do, how much of a greater risk do those things really put you at, you know, in terms of numbers? Like how much worse can it be? And, you know, what is the danger of engaging in those activities the older you get?
What a great question. If you were a student in one of my epidemiology classes, you know, I'd give you a gold star. What you're describing is the difference between a concept we call relative risk, which is that fold difference in risk. You said going from 1% to 5%, and you say that's a five times higher risk. And then the absolute risk difference, which in this case would be, you know, 4%, going from 1% to 5%. And of course, saying, you know, smoking makes your risk go up by 4% doesn't sound quite as scary as smoking makes your risk go up fivefold times, which is why people often use relative risk when they're trying to drive home a point. That being said, if we think about the population at large, I would much rather have, you know, 1% of pregnancies result in, you know, a miscarriage or something versus 5%. I mean, that's five times more miscarriages, even if the vast majority of women don't suffer that fate. So both of these numbers are kind of important to think through, but you're absolutely right. When the risk of an outcome is very low, even a doubling of the risk, as scary as that sounds, means that the risk is still fairly low for the individual who is thinking about that risk. So I often teach my students that relative risk is good for populations and absolute risk differences are good for individuals. I hate to keep saying this is something you can talk to your doctor about, but it is something you can talk to your doctor about. And if we have a moment, I actually want to point out how this works for the Tylenol thing, because I did do some digging here. And I said to myself, okay, although this data was all said to be correlational in the papers themselves, let's just assume it's causative. Let's say that, yep, it is Tylenol that is doing this. It's not the fever that they take the Tylenol for or anything like that. Let's just pretend or assume it is. What percent of autism cases then in that world could we attribute to Tylenol? Or put another way, if we, you know, banned Tylenol, how much would the rate of autism diagnoses go down? And the numbers that I found were around 3 to 4%. So even in the world where we think this is a risk factor, a true risk factor, a true causal risk factor for autism, it's not going to explain the autism epidemic that we see. And of course, that probably shouldn't surprise you, because it's not like Tylenol use has been skyrocketing at the rate at which autism diagnoses have been going up, right? If we just like look at that, we know it can't possibly all be the Tylenol. And in fact, it looks, if you look at the numbers, it, if it's anything, it's a very small amount of Tylenol.
So how much of the, and just what we're talking about here, that there is a, there's a, the number of people who are diagnosed with autism now, much higher than it was if you go back 50 years.
Correct.
Is it because there's more of it, or we just are better at identifying it and diagnosing it, or the parameters have changed for diagnosing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the answer to that question, which is to say it's both. I mean, you'll hear people saying that all of the increase in the observation of autism in society is due to better diagnosis and increased diagnosis. I actually don't think that's true. Yes, we are much better at diagnosing. The rate of mild autism, sort of high functioning autism, what you might used to have called Asperger's, has gone up more than the rate of severe autism, which suggests, yeah, maybe we're kind of getting these kids that we wouldn't have recognized a couple decades ago with better testing and better attention to the issue. There's certainly a large chunk of that. I don't think that's everything. I think there's some decent studies that suggest, nope, there's a real underlying trend here. As I said, I think the administration is actually been decent at identifying some of the issues facing kids in this country. This is one of them. Obesity is another one. It's just that they seem to kind of miss the mark when they're trying to figure out what the solutions are. So I'm hopeful that the talk of money being contributed to more autism research to identify root causes will be, you know, well spent on robust research that finds some of the other environmental causes that might be leading to this. But as I said, I don't think Tylenol, I don't think we're done here. Not by a long shot.
I know medical practices change and our understanding of medicines and their risks changes with time because we're constantly learning. Like you said, let's say the Tylenol or whatever medicine was causative of something, some risk that we are realizing now. Mm-hmm. Does the current political environment make it more difficult to have a nuanced conversation looking at relative risk versus absolute risk because things kind of explode immediately?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. I've sort of said nuance is dead since the COVID pandemic, I think. You know, the problem is that nuanced takes tend to not get a lot of engagement online. And we have a lot of people in power right now who, for better or worse, are really great at driving engagement. And you see that, I think you see that in what Trump was saying. You know, Trump is not a scientist. I'm sure he was briefed by some scientists, or at least by RFK Jr. He probably got some language that he should say, things like is associated with or is linked to, not causes. But that's not what comes out of his mouth. What comes out of his mouth is this causes autism. You should not take Tylenol. That's an extreme and unnuanced view, which is going to drive a lot of engagement. And all of us are talking about that. And I am worried about this because you tend to get these very polarized sides. You get people saying, oh, yeah, this is the cause of autism. Never take it. And you get people on the other side, and I've seen this online too, saying, oh, you know, they're idiots. Tylenol is great, and they have no idea what they're talking about. And of course, the truth is as you point out, we continue to learn. This is how science works. We identify a potential for risk. We investigate more deeply. We find, oh, that's not probably a risk. We check something else, and so on and so forth. And I don't really see anyone in the public sphere right now who is capable of sort of modeling the nuance of medical science. And I worry that it is sort of the nature of society. It's just people want hot takes. And, you know, And medical science tends to be relatively lukewarm most of the time.
It's what we do 9 to noon, hot takes on this show.
Nothing but
that's why we had you on.
Hot takes.
We were hoping you would spit hot takes too.
Right?
You did great. Dr. Wilson, we appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Anytime, guys.
Dr. F. Perry Wilson, Associate Professor of Medicine and Public Health at Yale School of Medicine. This is the Chris and Amy Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.